Thank you, honorable members, and
okay.
Our second item on the agenda is the issue of the Languages Bill issue. As we all know that, I think we had agreed last week on the amendments that were made, and in front of us we have two documents. It's we've got the A list and the B. The original one, the one is B32A 2011. The other is B23B 2011. Must have those two documents. And I remember, as you know, that it has been done. It has been also taken to the CEDA. The amendments have been made, and the changes as recommended last week. Are you with me, honorable members? Yes. So all the changes have been made. All the clause by clause that we've done last week has been inserted. The only thing today is to adopt this A1. But before, can I just ask Malusi from the State Law Advisors to say something quickly?
You will remember last time when we were here, there were some of the technical issues, which, for instance, some of those technical issues were raised by Honorable Van der Berg, that there, before human resources, yeah, we agreed that we must take out that there. And some of the things, we've managed to clean out the bill with the committee secretary and the parliamentary legal advisor were deemed, and we managed to effect all the changes that were recommended by the honourable members as they are. If you look at B bill and you go to clause 11, the latest version. We have noted there that subsection 2 is a repetition, but since the bill now belongs to the committee, we decided to alert the committee that there's no need of that subsection 2 at clause 11, because it's a repetition of 1. So we intend to take that subsection 2 out, because it repeats the When we read it closer, it repeats subsection 1. Otherwise, all the amendments, as far as we're concerned, they are fine as you recommended.
Morning, members. Morning, Chair. I concur with the State Law Advisors. I think we've been a team for the past couple of days going through the proofing and editing of the A list and to give rise to the B list. So, Chair, I think we've done the necessary work behind the scenes. Thank you.
Members, I have looked at it and I'm happy with it. I believe we can adopt it, but I don't want to close for members outside. Anything, members? Our story?
I wanted to see other people who had concerns about some of the clauses. As far as I am concerned, Jefferson, I'm really satisfied with the work that we've done. Deriving from the meeting that we had, different documents, if you remember, good, and the state law advisors really did their work, and here it is, here. We've got this document. I think I'll adopt.
Move for adoption. Thank you. Honorable Story has moved for adoption. Honorable Mutavan, your hand was up.
No, I was just going to ask if I don't think it will take much of our time for the state attorney just to read this subsection 101. I didn't understand you. I'm sorry about this. When you say it's a repetition of subsection 1, subsection 2, if you just read it for us to hear it, and then we adopt.
Thank you, Honorable Member.
Wait before another one of the rest to answer. So.
Dank u, voorzitter. Ik heb net een paar opmerkings gemaakt. Ik was niet bij lang, ik en mijn collega was niet bij lang betrokken bij jullie samensprekings. Nie. Maar ik moet je zeggen, dat was voor mij persoonlijk een wonderlijke ervaring om samen met allemaal betrokken te wees in die vorming van jullie wetgeving. Ik zal onthou, nog daarin E249 heb ik eendag gesê, ons moet baie versigtig wees in die formulering van jullie wet. Want dit gaan vir baie jare nog op die wetboek staan. En ons gaan 'n geweldige invloed hê op die gewone lewens van mense, die gebruik van taal, die gebruik van 'n sekere taal nie. So dis 'n wonderlike stuk wetgewing wat ons nou hiermee gewerk het. En ons het hard gestoei rondom seksie 4 oor ten minste 3 of 4 en die weglating op van dit en dat. Maar na al die gestoei, denk ek, met die gesprekke wat ons van die rechtsgeleerders gehad het, is dat hierdie wet die toets van die tyd sal deurstaan, ook in die howe. Daarvan is ek seker, niemand kan sê dat dit ongrondwetlik is nie. En ek denk elkeen van ons name sal op een of ander wyse gevoeg word by hierdie wetgewing. En niemand moet net ooit tof vir ons sê, jy was betrokke gewees by 'n stuk wetgewing wat nie goed genoeg was nie. En ek dink in daai geval is daar konsensus by ons as lede van die komitee. Ek dink dat ons goeie werk gedoen het, en ek wil ook die mense bedank wat hard gewerk het saam met ons, die departementse mense en die regsverteenwoordigers, want ek dink dit is ook 'n mate van trots van hulle eie hart en siele wat in hierdie wet ingaan, dat dit volledig is, dat niemand 'n vinger kan wys nie. En ons het verlede week oor 'n paar goed gepraat, en as die wet sonder enige, dat daar nie tegniese verskilletjies of iets kan wees nie, en dat alles reg is, die taal is 100% versorg, dink ek van die DEA se kant is ons heeltemal gelukkig met die inhoud van hierdie wet. Ons het nou net te maak met al die klein tegniese goedjies wat die regsgeleerdes mee werk nie, en ek is ook nie Engelse taalversorger nie. Dan is ek baie gelukkig. Ek dink ek kan my kollega ook hier insluit dat ons gelukkig is hiermee. En ek weet nie of dit die regte tyd is nie, voorsitter, maar dalk moet ek dit op 'n ander tyd met ons hierna kyk, omdat ons juist werk met tale. Ek weet nie of dit gaan werk nie, maar dat ons moet kyk of ons nie hierdie taalwet in meer as net die Engelse weergawe kan kry nie, sodat die mense van die land waar hulle ook al is, dit kan verstaan wat in hierdie wetgewing staan nie. Maar dit is nou iets vir iets later. Maar ek wil net graag allemaal bedank wat ook hard gewerk het aan hierdie wet, die wysigingswetsontwerp. Baie dankie.
I just want to say from our side, from me and my colleague, we haven't been involved for a very long time with this bill, but I want to say for us it's been a wonderful experience to work together, to cooperate with everybody involved in this process, and I believe we've done good work here. I said early on in the process we need to be very careful in the formulation of this bill or this act, because it will stand for many years and it will have a great influence on the use or the non-use of certain languages. But I'm convinced now and satisfied that this bill, the way it stands now, it will stand the test of time also in court. It is certainly not unconstitutional, and none of us will be ever accused of being involved in the formulation of an act that is not good enough. And I want to thank the departments, the officials for their cooperation and the legal experts, the law advisors. I think they also put heart and soul into this and have made sure that all the legal nitty-gritty is in place and that there won't be challenges to this act. And thank you very much. And, oh yes, there's just one more issue which we may need to have to look at later on, and that is because this act so, or this bill so closely involves language, that we should consider whether it shouldn't be available in all other languages as well, apart from English, that it's not only available in English. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. My story had already moved for the adoption of this. Can we get a second? I believe all honourable members are second in the bill. Members, before I make my closing statements, then this is adopted. This has been agreed upon. And then I have a declaration. It's a report. Okay, I will read this. It says, a report of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture on the South African Languages Bill, B23/2011, National Assembly, Section 25, dated June 2012. The Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture, having considered the subject of the South African Languages Bill, B23/2011, National Assembly, Section 25, referred to it and classified by joint taking mechanism on Section 25 bill presents the use of the of official languages bill, Bill 23B 2011. So a report is to be considered. So we are taking yes. So do you agree with?
Yes.
Okay. So members, they say I must put my golden signature. So whatever happens, you will agree. Okay. Okay. Any closing remarks? DJ?
Chair, I think I must on behalf of the minister, the deputy minister in the department, thank the committee in the way that the bill was handled and the work that committee members put in, and as well as the support from the state law advisors, the parliamentary legal advisors, as well as the language units in parliament. It's been a long road, Chair, but I think it's been well worth it. We look forward to the process in the House from now on. Thank you.
Thank you. Andy, one of them, sir. Thank you, honorable members. It's been really a long road with this bill, tiring efforts. Members coming earlier than leaving the last or to work on this bill, arriving in Parliament earlier than anyone else to work on this bill. I'd like to thank you, members of the Portfolio Committee, for supporting me as chair. To be honest, this was my first bill, doing a bill as a chair, so thank you for assisting me wherever. To all of you, members of the Portfolio Committee, the DG owes all of you lunch. And that will be soon. And honourable members of the DA, please thank honourable Duncan and honourable Lodrick for me. I know they will be sad because I already Duncan this bill made him crazy. But thank you, thanks before your reshuffling was done. But you were also very supportive. Thank you to all of you, all of honourable members. I'd like to thank the department. Thank you, DJ. You've been consistent on coming here. Doris and Anushka, thank you so much. I know there were times where you looked grey with frustration when I was not taking from you. Thanks to the language unit. I don't know what to say to you guys, but thank you so much. And I hope to wear your head. But a letter is just coming. Not to her only to even to the speaker as well. You've been very consistent. You've been, I don't know what to say. You've been the best. I must say you deserve a hand from the committee. And Thank you so much. I really appreciate the fact that there's sign language as well, and we really appreciate it. I wish you can be utilized more and more. And thanks to Pansalp, thanks. You've been very consistent on coming here, and you know, people like you, I get worried when they are caught up in other unnecessary things, because you have a brighter future. But I hope God helps you, and I hope you're not part of that nonsense that is there, because I see a human in you. And to members of the media, they are not here today, but thank you so much. I wish they were here so that they can write positively. But I also encourage parties, Paul Huwezi. Oh, the burger. Oh, I saw her. You write positively about this, and we've been fair. We fought, but for the best of South Africans, we've ensured that this is passed. And we still say that this is the beginning. In the next 5-10 years, we'll be expecting to say the bill must say all 11 official languages. Thank you to Johnny. You worked so hard. I'd like to thank you as chair. Advocate Gordon, thank you, my dear. You've been so humble. You are very humble, I must say. I've never seen that to you, such humility. Thank you for being consistent, and thank you for being there. Pass my regards to Dr. Lewis and you, the head of legal. Thank you so much to them. The office of the OISD, you are always here when we need you. Thank you, Gagai and the team. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We might not say it, but we really do. And I hope the support that you've given us, we are always giving to other committees as well. You made a breakthrough to Pansalp. If you were not here, Pansalp would not have accounted to Parliament. They were literally refusing, but thanks to you. And Malus, my dear, I know you put so much work on this. Oh, the my dear part. I've been saying my dear to all of the others. What is the problem? No, Pastor, I don't believe in polygamy, so Malus is married. So, thanks for being there. I know you've always been here. And Ubulele Usisi Umamo Upoli, so I don't know what happened to her. Thanks to him. Where is Kengan? Thanks, my dear. You've been very, very consistent. And thank you so much for sharing information us. Where's Buthe and the Andes? Thank you, Buthe. Thank you for always being here with the community. Stay beautiful as you are, and run away from boys. And Vera, well, Vera, my PA, has been, she's been very assisting. I don't know, she's running up and down. And I'd like to say to members, we all know that on Thursday next week, and even though everyone was here, we are debating on in the house, 2 o'clock. Are you not, Iwe? You look surprised. Just check the program on the 14th. We are next week Thursday, we're debating on the bill, so I don't expect any negativity. And I would like to invite the language unit to be there as well, because that's all your work. You've contributed to that. And to all people who participated in the, public hearings, Johnny, I think you must send thank you notes, because it has not been easy. I thank myself for being patient with all of you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And thank you. We are done with this. People who can leave. We, the portfolio committee, can do. We just have a few issues that just to finish off. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.